Uncensored.
April 25th.
It's the Binge You Out Party. Welcome to Butts Uncensored. And welcome to the f***ing family.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
If you are in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, stop what you're doing and get your ass over to Mastro Subaru. A huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, and of course, they're all new Subarus, fresh off the truck and ready for you to come and test drive. Listen, there is no dealership out there that is giving you a discount for being a fan. And that's what you get. You go to Mastro Subaru, tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob, and you get money off your car. I've never heard of something like this. Mastro Subaru with two locations, one in Orlando, the other right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Mastro Subaru, and check them out online. Their entire inventory at MastroSubaru.com.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I'm not about building. I'm about reloading.
Butts Uncensored! Butts Uncensored!
As far as goals go, we have one. Putting a fucking ring on our finger.
He said, "Coach, how's it feel to be the coolest coach in the NFL?" I said, "Just being me."
Let's talk defensive line again. Shit. So I had Maya record something real quick at the beginning of the podcast. Thank you, Maya. Had to bleep her out. Can't believe I had to do that on an uncensored podcast. But so Maya, I had her say that the giraffe party, which is what she believes it is, a giraffe party, is 4 weeks from Thursday. Then I looked at a calendar and I was like, well, slap my fucking ass. Looky, looky. 3 weeks from Thursday. Running out of time. Texted Rodzilla yesterday. I said, "Hey, Rod, what if I was able to get a sponsor for the pool party and would put a DJ out on the pool?" He's like, "No shit." I said, "Yes shit." Now, we're still waiting to confirm with the hotel that they would be okay with us having a DJ. If we get the okay and we get the all clear, I will make sure we have a DJ at both. I'm imagining two pool parties. So, Rodzilla, correct me if I'm wrong. Are we doing pool parties Thursday and Friday? Now, I know Thursday's the big day, right? If you are attending the pool party, stop drinking at 3 and take a nap. We had a couple of people who didn't really make it through the night last year and missed a lot of fun because they had way too much fun too early. Spread it out. Spread it out. This is a marathon of a weekend. This is the 2019 Bud Light Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Draft party, not giraffe. That's right. We're talking about the defensive line again. Because new coach, new era, new focus, early practice time. Yeah, the Bucs get to start their offseason workouts earlier than other teams who retained their head coach from last year. One mysterious man did not show up for the workouts. McCoy!
Oh, well, I just don't appreciate how they're talking about me. I only make $13 million. I should be making more.
I'm not opposed. Listen, it might not have even been his choice. They might have said, you might as well just stay away. Because if Gerald McCoy shows up and gets injured, uh-oh. Houston, we've got a problem. Gerald McCoy's on the way out. Okay, he's going to take his Batman comic book with him. He'll take his Superman comic book with him. I don't even know, does he like Marvel? Sure, he's an Avengers guy. Fucking go see Endgame. I don't give a fuck. I'll go see Endgame. But Gerald McCoy with his skinny jeans and his comic books, bon voyage. He's going to get traded or cut. If he hasn't been cut yet, I imagine Jason Light is having some conversations with some teams. And maybe that was the one thing I didn't think about when I talked about Bruce Arians and Jason Light talking about McCoy. Remember when I said they obviously talked to teams, didn't get what they thought. So now the writing's on the wall. And they were sending a message to McCoy. It was either, hey, take a pay cut or you're gone, or you go. Ye go. But the one thing I didn't think about was, what if there's two or three teams maybe Light has been talking to, maybe a fourth round pick, fifth round pick, and he's just trying to get one of them to step up. And maybe it's to move up, as we talked about Monday. Maybe it's to get an extra mid-round pick. I don't know. But the pick plus the cap room, it just makes too much sense. So you know me, right? What does this mean? What does this mean moving forward? Well, moving forward is the most speculated event in sports every year. Speculated? Yeah. Anticipation, maybe the most anticipated. Maybe even more anticipated than the Super Bowl, because all 32 teams get to take part. The most anticipated event in sports this year, the draft, is 3 weeks away. And if Gerald McCoy is in fact on his way out, which I, along with I think all of you, believe, who are your defensive ends / defensive tackles for the Bucs' new versatile, aggressive, hybrid 3-4 defense? Well, let's start with nose tackle, shall we? And I don't know if this is a sure thing or not, because while Vita Vea is massive and very strong, he's quick like a cat. His friends call him Whiskers. Yeah. Vita Vea, while some wanted to call him a bust in weeks 1-7 of last year because of an injury, turned out to be anything but a bust in the second half of the season. And what Vita Vea showed all of us is that he can take on multiple blockers. He has the strength to beat offensive linemen with his strength, but he also has the ability to beat them with quickness and speed, which tells me Vita Vea can play nose tackle, or he can move outside and play that defensive end in a 3-4. That's the versatility a player like Vita Vea brings at 6'4", probably about 340 pounds. You know, he could be, who was that one guy? Haloti Ngata. He could be Haloti Ngata. Ngata wasn't a stereotypical nose tackle. And I think Vea could be that. But odds are Vea ends up being your nose tackle. And if that's the case, start looking at other players who could fill the role of defensive end in a 3-4. A lot of people thought maybe Gerald McCoy. But when you start to look at this roster, and the roster should be screaming to you, the roster, to me, is telling me where the Buccaneers are leaning in this draft. And it's not at middle linebacker. Shit. They've got middle linebackers. Lavonte David, Kevin Minter, Deion Buchanan, Kendall Beckwith, whether he comes back or not. And you can always draft a middle linebacker, especially in a 3-4, probably third or fourth round, a guy who can step in and perform well in your defense. But here's what you have at defensive tackle. You know, I'm not counting or defensive tackle, defensive end, right? Defensive end in a 3-4. I'm not counting Carl Nassib. Nassib's standing up on the outside. I'm not counting Jason Pierre-Paul. He's standing up on the outside. Okay, you've got Bo Allen, which we all saw Bo Allen last year, reserve. You've got Will Golston, who has been a reserve. Now, could he step in and be a starter in this defense? That wouldn't surprise me if Will Golston was a starter at 3-4 end in this defense. I think he'd actually be a good fit. He's a better fit as a 3-4 defensive end than he ever was as a left end in a 4-3. I don't know whose bright idea that was. But other than that, Rakeem Nunez Roches, Stevie T, remember him? Jeremiah Ledbetter? These are your defensive linemen, folks. This is screaming to me. Not edge rusher, because you got JPP, you got Carl Nassib. This is screaming to me, interior, get yourself somebody to play next to Gerald McCoy. So you got a 1-2 punch there. You got your 1-2 punch at the edge. You got Lavonte David and Deion Buchanan next to him at middle linebacker. And now you're building a very solid front seven. And who's to say you couldn't get another defensive end for a 3-4 in the second or third round as well, as this draft is loaded, loaded at that position. So if McCoy's on his way out, bon voyage. The Bucs still have the 5th overall pick, and there's not just one defensive end. There's, in fact, 2 defensive ends, 3-4 defensive ends. We have to get out of this mindset of 4-3 defense. Those days are done. Okay? They can call it hybrid, versatile, blah, blah, blah. It's a 3-4 style of defense. Okay? If JPP and Carl Nassib are standing up on the outside, then it's a stereotypical 3-4 defense. And what that means is you got your nose tackle and you got your ends on either side. The ends are typically 6'2 to 6'6, somewhere in that range, and maybe even 6'3 to 6'6, and usually around 300 pounds. That's kind of how they're normally taller and slender. They're not big and massive and fat. Okay, I think the only one that you could say was massive like that was Haloti Ngata like that, but you know, you look at like a Richard Seymour, player like that. Marcus Spears back in the day. Those type of players. So there's 2 of them that the Bucs could be considering at 5. And actually, after all of the dissection and Devin this and Nick this and Josh this and, oh, could they get somebody who makes me want to sweat? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot going on. The roster is speaking to me, the current roster. And I'm not saying, listen, you don't draft based on need. That's fine. But when you need the strength of the draft, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And they position themselves to needing the strength of the draft. The strength, defensive line. Edge rusher, I think, is still being considered. I mean, how do you just ignore edge rusher in the most packed edge rusher draft potentially in history. No, I don't. I don't ignore that. But when I see Quinnen Williams and I see Ed Oliver, both playing positions that the Buccaneers need right now, I'm having a hard time transitioning my mindset away from one of those two players with the fifth overall pick. Could the Bucs trade up? Yes. But if they trade up, I think it's for Quinnen Williams. And if they stay at five, I actually think it's Ed Oliver. And the more research I do on both of them, I don't think I really have an issue with either. Quinnen Williams, obviously coming from Alabama, has had a very interesting career because there's so much depth at Alabama. And while players come and go, he had his chance to shine. And guess what he did? He did it. He shined. He's got great balance. Wins with leverage. Might not be the strongest. Might not look the most athletic. Might not have a lot of upper body strength. But gets the job done. Athletic, strong. And just a guy that you know you can fit in on your defensive line and have confidence that he is going to be a mainstay for your defensive line for a long time. Now, is he going to step in and become an elite player? That I don't know. Is he limited? He might be a little limited athletically in terms of overall potential and what his ceiling could be. But shit, Quinnen Williams is a good player. You know who else is a good player? Ed Oliver. Watched a lot of this guy. Now, who is he, right? Is he an undersized defensive tackle that's going to take over the NFL? I don't know. He's 6'2", 287, ran a 4.7 at his pro day. Let me see some of these other... 32 reps on the bench, 36-inch vertical. I mean, pretty impressive numbers when looking at Ed Oliver. Passionate guy, explosive, angry player, quickness, 53 tackles for a loss in 3 years. 53. Okay? Wins with leverage, wins with strength, wins with speed, wins with quickness. Now, I will say this, not the biggest. 6'2", 287. But what have we heard from Todd Bowles? What have we heard from Bruce Arians? What have we heard from Jason Light? This defense is going to be all about attacking. And while Gerald McCoy has lost his quickness, according to Bucko Bruce Arians, Ed Oliver, that's his strength. Quickness, get into the backfield, strength, explosion, leverage. These are the things that Ed Oliver does best. Now, what type of 3-4 defense are you running? Now, all we hear is attacking, hybrid, versatile. That's the type of 3-4 defense. It's not the stereotypical 3-4 where your ends are taking on multiple blockers. And if that's the case, if this is 3-4 gap football, Ed Oliver's a great pick. If it's 3-4 where the end has to take on multiple blockers and allow the linebackers to do all the work, not a good pick. Ed Oliver does not do well against double teams. He does not do well taking on multiple blockers. He's not big enough. You know, he doesn't have the longest arms. He's not the tallest. He's not the biggest. He's not going to be the strongest. Even though he put up 32 reps, that doesn't mean you can't get overwhelmed by two 330-pound offensive linemen driving you off the ball when you're only 287 pounds. But he can learn. He can damn well learn. Learn how to split those double teams. Learn how to beat those double teams with quickness. For more on Ed Oliver and Quinnen Williams and how they could both make an impact for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We bring them in from the Draft Network. Here's Tampa Bay's own Trevor Sikkema with a breakdown of Ed Oliver and Quinnen Williams for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Let's talk about Quinnen Williams. I'm not so sure that there was any player in college football more dominant than Quinnen Williams this year. I mean, he, as just a redshirt sophomore in his first year as a starter for Alabama, absolutely killed it. Was nearly unblockable every single game that he played in. No matter what the gap scheme was going against him, they tried to double him, they tried to do all these kinds of things to contain him, and that interior pressure just kept showing up every single week. Quinnen Williams, I think, has got to be number one on the Bucs' big board. If they're going to take any prospect in this draft, I think it'd probably be Quinnen Williams. And then let's move over to Ed Oliver. Ed Oliver, probably a more likely chance that the Buccaneers could end up with Ed Oliver, just because I don't see Quinnen dropping all the way to five. Once we get to five, and if Quinnen's off the board, then it really becomes a, hey, could Ed Oliver be an option? Maybe are they going to pick him over Devin White? Those kind of debates. But I think Oliver's going to be there. And if they do select Ed Oliver, I really like it. Now, Oliver, he's a little bit less of a weight for an interior defensive player, and so I'm not so sure he would work out as stellar for some teams more than others, but I think the Buccaneers are one of those teams in which he would be a stellar fit for, and the reason is because of Vita Vea. I know I've seen Bucs fans before kind of roll their eyes and say, man, if we pick back-to-back defensive tackles in the first round of the draft, I'm going to lose it. Listen, that interior force of Vita Vea and Ed Oliver is going to be one that it's going to be hard to match, I think, for years to come, not just in the NFC South, but the rest of the NFL. The way that Ed Oliver, with his first step explosion, how he uses his leverage, how he gets in between gaps, and how he can penetrate so easily, makes it so you could just see where he's going to win in the NFL, especially running next to a guy like Vea, who has some athleticism himself, who's always going to command those double teams. Can't double team both of them. You're going to have two great interior disruptors. It's going to be a great situation either way.
Love what Trevor and everyone's doing over at the Draft Network LLC. April 25th through 27th, they're going to be doing their own live draft show all on Twitter. So check it out, Draft Network LLC on Twitter. I completely agree with Trevor, though. You know, Quinnen Williams, if he were to somehow slip to the Bucs, home run pick, right? Redshirt sophomore, dominant at Alabama, throw him into this defense, should be a fit. I think Ed Oliver is so intriguing. And I haven't heard, now, Trevor's much more active on social media than I am. I haven't seen Bucs fans begroaning or moaning or whatever you want to say about a potential defensive tackle pick. Shame on you. I mean, that's not any member of the Bucs mob, right? Those are the people that want, what, a linebacker with the fifth pick, since it hasn't happened in like over 25 or 30 years? A linebacker in the top five? Off the ball or off the line linebacker or off the ball linebacker. Not an edge rusher, just an off the ball linebacker. Not in like 25 or 30 years in the top five. But you want that. You don't want a defensive tackle. You went up front. You went up front. They've ignored the offensive and defensive lines for far too long. Give me it. If Quinnen Williams is gone and they take Ed Oliver, and I've got Ed Oliver, Vita Vea, Jason Pierre-Paul, Carl Nassib, you put Golston or whomever, maybe you get another end, maybe you get a right tackle, maybe you get a right guard, start building these lines, you're going to see a change in this team. But like, listen, Quinnen Williams, dominant. Ed Oliver, explosive off the ball, and if they're going to be an attacking 3-4 gap-style defense, Ed Oliver, great pick at 5. I don't think you even need to trade down. Want to trade down, get some picks? You're risking it, okay? No risk it, no biscuit. That's fine. But if Ed Oliver's your guy and you want him for this defense, don't risk missing on a guy who you view as a top-5 player. Defensive line, baby. That's where my mindset is. It's also on the draft party. It's the Bud Light Bucs Uncensored Draft Party coming up April 25th and 26th. Two-night event, Buffalo Wild Wings, South Tampa, giving you details right before we do Bucs takes next. This is Bucs Uncensored.
Bucs Uncensored.
When I walk in a club, all eyes on me. I'm with the party rock crew. All drinks are free. We like Ciroc. We
love Patron. We came to party rock. Everybody is on. Shots, 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 shots,
shots, shots. The shots every year, man. I know those shots. They rock and roll, man. We get that highlight going. Chugging down some Bud and Bud Lights. 5 for $15. Those 16-ounce aluminum bottles. That's what we got. Bud, Bud Light, Mick Ultra. 5 for $15. 16-ounce aluminum bottles. Whew. But then you know those Patron shots, they happen. Oh, we did a lot of Patron shots last year. Party starts at 6, by the way, April 25th and 26th. Two-night event, day one, first round, day two, second and third rounds. We'll have an all-you-can-eat buffet, Buffalo Wild Wings style. You're going to be changing out the style of wings on the hour, every hour, throughout the draft. This is the way to go. All-you-can-eat buffet, $25. I told you about the 16-ounce, 5 for 15 aluminum bottles. Bud, Bud Light, Mick Ultra, we are also going to have shot specials, everybody. I don't know if they said $2 or $3 specials, but I'm going to make some shot. You know, listen, I'm going to have some liquor in it, going to have some juice. We'll make them red. It'll be fun. $3. Now, if you buy three times, what, 10 people, $30, you bought 10 shots for $30. Try going to another sports bar and buying 10 shots for $30. No, 10 shots is like $150. And then you're like, oh, fuck. But then you did a bunch of shots and yeah, you had a lot of fun. Listen, a lot of people like to party inside, pack inside. I get it. What, air conditioning, weather elements. But we've had beautiful weather typically for these events. Party's going to be outside, man, with that big HD screen outside. We got a huge tent. And this year, as opposed to last year, not just one, two outdoor, portable, full bars. We're talking Tito's, Bacardi, Patron, Jack Daniels. They're going to have it outside at two separate outdoor bars. Both will have full beer tubs. So you will have access to alcohol no matter where you are on property at Buffalo Wild Wings. And the best part about all of this, remember last year, cash? No. They're taking credit cards this year at the outdoor bars. That's where I'll be. And I look forward to seeing you out there as well. The inside's always so packed. And porta potties this year. I call them portalettes, and Holly said that I was too fancy to call them portalettes. So you can park at Lowe's, Crunch Fitness, Walgreens, SunTrust, Chase. They are all giving up parking spots for the Bud Light Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. It's the South Tampa Buffalo Wild Wings. It's just south of Gandy on Dale Mabry. If you're coming from Brandon, Crosstown. Okay? Crosstown to Dale Mabry. Boom, you're there. Coming from Pinellas, Gandy Bridge to Dale Mabry, you're there. You're coming from Sarasota or anywhere down south, come up 75, go Crosstown, you're there. You're coming from Wesley Chapel, down 75, Crosstown, you're there. You're coming from Port Richey. If you're Lou, coming all the way from Port Richey, you got a couple options. You can do Courtney Campbell, you can do Howard Franklin, or you can do Gandy. Get to Dale Mabry, go south, you're there. And if you're up in Carrollwood, you just hop on Dale Mabry. You drive on down, right? Past Hillsboro, you see the Hooters there. Past that, there's fucking Legends Field, there, George Steinbrenner Field. Hey, hi. But then when you look to the left, there it is. Oh, Raymond James Stadium. You hesitate for a moment. You think, This is my stadium. I'm a community taxpayer, and this is my stadium. It's also where my favorite team plays. That's where the stadium atmosphere will be for games. But adios, muchacho. I'm heading 10 more minutes south on Del Mabry to the biggest motherfucking party this area is going to see all year long. Whew. Cannot wait. Buffalo Wild Wings. We're going to blow the motherfucking roof off that motherfucker. We did it in year one. We did it, man. We blew that roof off that motherfucker. Sports legends. They had to fucking change it to fucking Lucky Dill. Because we blew the roof off that motherfucker. We're going to do the same this year to Buffalo Wild Wings. Ken was there last year. He's now up in Canada. He can't make it this year. But he does have some memories to share.
Hey, Bucks Mob. Justin. It's Ken from Canada. I had to call in. Man, Rodzilla, Jeremy from Cali, Jeremy from Naples. I feel like you're my brothers that I haven't seen for way too long. And now I hear your voice on this podcast. I'm hearing about the vent. Jeremy and Cali, I'm definitely feeling your anger. I'm feeling fucking all the kinds of emotions about not being able to attend. But, man, I'm just so glad that this has gotten to where it is. And if you can be there, if you got the funds, you got the time off work, or you can make it happen, trust me, you will not be disappointed. And you'll definitely be going the next year after. So I just want to give a little story there about my last experience. And I'll tell you the truth. At first, not knowing anybody, flying down by myself, I was a little hesitant to come up to people or shy. And everybody just made me feel part of the team, part of the family, whatever you want to call it, part of the mob. And I seen Lou and his wife outside the brick house there before the draft party. And like I knew it was Lou right away. I just knew it. But I didn't want to go up there and get up on their business. Fuck, I don't even know this guy. Well, I feel like I know him. But anyways, so I hesitated. I didn't do it. And then the next day, I got to meet Lou at the pool party, and I told him about this. And he goes, "Hey, brother, don't you worry about that. You're part of the family. Come here, brother." And then, fuck, we shook hands, and right away, I just knew, what the fuck was I doing? So if you're down at the draft party and you see somebody that you think's part of the family, part of the mob, just go up, introduce yourself. You're a fucking Bucks fan, man. It's time to be proud about being a Bucks fan. And that's the best thing about that party. Being proud to be a Bucks fan, being with other Bucks fans and fucking celebrating. So I hope you all have a great time down there. It's so great to hear everybody's voice on this podcast. And that's what I'm going to have to go with. So welcome to the fucking family for all you new people. And let's keep this thing going.
That is a outstanding Bucks take. I didn't know Ken. I don't think anyone knew Ken. The only place I knew Ken from Canada from was his Bucks takes on this podcast. And he took it upon himself to book an air ticket, a flight, a hotel at our hotel because he had to be at the party. And then he gets down and he's hesitant, doesn't want to talk to me, sees Lou. You know, I don't want to bother anyone. People, this is great advice. People that are coming to the draft party aren't coming because they don't want to be bothered. They're coming to party their fucking ass off, okay? So if you are coming from any of these states, what do we have now? We're adding some, by the way. We're going to be adding some here in a moment. But we're at, I want to say 12. Or after today, maybe it's up to 13. Not sure. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So we'll be up to 12 after a couple of Bucks takes because I got a little hint. And we're going to be adding some states. So we're at 10 right now. So if you're at one of these 10 states, it includes Florida. If you've never been to one of these events before, come expecting to meet a ton of people that you might end up calling friends for the rest of your life. Okay? Ken's a prime example of that. So glad that he was able to get down here and meet and interact. Aaron from North Dakota came down. Met everyone. I mean, it was great. So if you're coming to the party, turn to the person next to you. Introduce yourself. They're a Bucks fan just like you. And if you don't say it first, they will. Welcome to the fucking family. And you're probably going to hug after that. This is more than just football. You know, yeah, we're going to root for our team. That's what links all of us. We all want the Bucks to win. But the other thing we all want to do, and this is why you all are coming to this draft party, the Bud Light Bucks Uncensored draft party, y'all want to fucking party your ass off. If you didn't, you'd go down to the stadium, you'd buy $5 a beer, you'd get a shitty hot dog, you stand on the field, spread out, so you're not really feeling the atmosphere. It's just, I don't know. I mean, you're going to go there, you're going to have a good time. The Bucks, they're going to do it right. Probably a better place to take a family, to be honest. You know, take your families there. It's very calm, very reserved. They'll have some players. You can get some autographs and whatnot. But if you want to party your fucking ass off, if you want to see people doing shots, throwing beer around, doing cornhole, watching the draft, doing chants, maybe a couple of cuss words, then this is the party for you. Because ours is a party. Ours is a party with the draft on. It's not just, hey, let's all sit in rows and just watch the draft. Oh, interesting. That's real interesting. Let's hear what Daniel Jeremiah has to say. Oh, wow. He said that player has upside. And by the way, that player was white. He said he had good work ethic as well. Whoa! All right, who's next? We got some Bucks takes. Is it time for us to bust them out? Are we going to put them on the table? By them, I mean titties!
Titties. Titties. What's up, Justin? It's Mike from Long Island, a.k.a. Titties on the Table. Mike, what's going on, bro? It's been a minute since I've sent in anything to this podcast. I've been listening, but as usual, I take off a couple of weeks, months after the season to kind of digest and just get football out of my system, especially when you're a Bucks fan, dude. A lot of bullshit happening over the course of the season. Like to just snap and clear, forget about it. And usually around draft time, I get excited again. And yeah, you and your podcast and the fucking drafts party and all that stuff gets me fired up. And more than that, actually, this year is Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer, coming in with these fire takes about a goddamn pool party at the Courtyard Marriott. Dude, I was at the fucking pool party last year. And I'll be honest, it was pretty fucking dope. But Rod is talking about some fucking dance off, pants off bullshit, man. That sounds absolutely awesome. Dude, I think that we should kind of maybe do something with titties there. I don't know. What do you think we should do? Like maybe titties on the Bud Light or like titties on the Cabana or titties. I don't know. Actually, you know what? Take the back. We'll keep it PG. I don't want to scare anyone off. Sorry about that. Yep. Didn't reel that back. Sorry. But anyway, dude, you know, I've had a lot of good things happening both professionally and personally. And I guess I can take the time right now to announce that I will be fucking coming down for the draft party, dude. I won't be there Friday night. Unfortunately, that's when I'm flying out. But I will be there Wednesday night and Thursday night. I know Wednesday night's not doing much. But hopefully, you know, I can hang out with a couple people beforehand who may be in town early. Just hit me up if you want to chill. I just can't wait to link up with you and fucking Rodzilla, Javier, Lou, Outlaw, all my boys, dude. We've become close over the last couple months. We got a group chat and everything. And you guys feel like family, dude. Welcome to the fucking family, right? So yeah, man, I'm coming down. I'm excited about it. I want to fucking party with everybody. So hopefully I get to meet some new faces. And yeah, dude. And if you haven't noticed, guys, I'm the one who likes titties.
Oh, and shout out to fucking Harold for getting us those discounted rates at the Courtyard, dude. You're the real MVP, bro. Can't wait to see you.
Yeah, I mean, I still can't. I don't know how Harold got. These rooms are going for $275 apiece, and he got us rates of $122 a night. That's insane. That's insane. Shh. The entertainment y'all are going to have, man, fuck. I'll be there. I already told Holly, I go, you're going to have to leave work early. She already took Friday off. You're going to have to leave work early Thursday. We're going to go to the pool party. We're going to hang out at the pool party for a little bit. We'll go home. We'll take a nap. We'll make sure we're back at Buffalo Wild Wings right at 6. Maybe 5:30. I don't know. You know, I like to make an entrance, you know. But they said people were showing up at 3 o'clock last year. Like, actually, they said people showed up at lunch and just stayed to reserve their table inside. Okay, listen, if you're going to stay that long, just make sure you're ordering something because you are taking up a table for that server to actually be making a living. But other than that, hey, I'm all for it. Yeah. So are we adding? Do we add New York now or should we wait until the next Bucks
take? Justin, Lynn from New York. It's been a while since I sent in a Bucks take, but I just wanted to let you know that you can now add New York as one of the states that's going to be participating in the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. I will be there with my sister. We can't wait. We are so excited. We can't wait to hang out with the Bucks mob. And I cannot wait to experience our first Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Go Bucks, and we'll see you then.
Yes, Lynn. Yes, Lynn coming down from New York for the Bud Light Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Cannot wait to meet you in person, Lynn. Make sure connect with titties. Get your titties on Mike, and then you and Mike and your sister can sit in the same aisle on the airplane. You can put your titties on his tray table. It's awesome. It's perfect. Oh, wow. I forgot. You don't remember what I always said? Families, infighting, brothers and sisters, right? We can fight amongst each other, but I'll be damned if anyone's going to say anything about a member of my family. That's when we unite against you. But sometimes there's infighting. And when it becomes international, oh, fuck, it gets ugly.
Yo, Justin, yo, Komish, Bucks Mob, how you doing, guys? I just heard your last episode, and I don't know if I understood it right, but Javier, were you in Brazil this last weekend? Were you in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and now you are in Rio de Janeiro? Are you serious? Couldn't you send a tag giving me a heads up that you were coming and maybe we can get together to take some highlights and to meet or something like this? I'm not saying that I would, that of course I had nothing to do, but a little heads up would be good, you know? Anyway, still pumped for the draft party this year. Unfortunately, as you know, we will not be able to go. But I'm really excited. I think we should get a defense line guy. I'm not sure about which. I just hope the best one. The one that will pan out, that will be our base for years to come. And that's it. If you're new to this podcast, welcome to the fucking family.
Alexander in Brazil calling out Javier for visiting Brazil and not tipping off Alexander. Wow. International tussle between Bucks Mob members. It only happens here on Bucks Uncensored. Yeah! The other thing we have on Bucks Uncensored is TJ Reeves interviewing somebody who's dead.
Justin Pawlowski and Bucks Mob members. TJ Reeves here, Buccaneers Radio Network. Normally I'm tasked with a half an hour of idle small talk, players and coaches every week, because the alternative is what's happening on the field, and that's self-explanatory. However, today I find myself, through use of technology, being sent not to the sidelines or to the Buccaneers locker room, but to a place known as the afterlife to interview a specialist. Mr. Reeves, the announcer. How you doing, man? First name Macho, last name Man. It's Cecil right here on my shirt. Yeah. Everything hit between us? That's right. Everything hit between us. No problem at all. Yeah. You come here to talk to me, brother? Randy, good to see you. How are you? Afterlife, let's get to it. Bucks mob has been buzzing all week about the Roberto Aguayo moment from Tony Tega, who waves to me every week in Raymond James Stadium from Section 112, gracious with his time and hand-waving. Handing it in his grandstanding, hot-dogging. A man in his position cannot afford to look ridiculous any time, but he looked like a big idiot. Living in the past. Who does that anyways? Yeah, Randy, we're running out of time. Justin Pawlowski, host of Bucks Uncensored podcast, dear close personal friend of mine, Randy Edsel, Nickelback, put it out there. You were in attendance last year for the Stick Carriers draft party. Thousands of Buck Mob members can hear your voice right now. Justin asked, will you be at the Bucks Uncensored draft party? April Fools, yeah! Jason Polinski, the commissioner, yeah, you got the guts up. You asked the question, and I'm thinking, yeah, that your back's against the wall, yeah. And then my answer is that I am gonna think about it, yeah. I'm gonna think about it. No more questions!
I mean, there are certain things that just set Bucks Uncensored apart from all the other podcasts. And it's the fact that I can have TJ Reeves interviewing the Macho Man Randy Savage and not even blink an eye. That's what we do. That's how we roll. Tommy's up. What up, Tommy?
Justin, this is Tommy, first time caller. Listen, I've been a long time listener. Hopefully I'm a part of the Bucks mob now, Bucks mob family. But anyways, what the fuck is up with Gerald McCoy not showing up to work? Listen, bro. That shit is pissing me the fuck off. Anyways, that shit is pissing me off. I'm a disabled veteran. I had to show up to work and get my ass chewed all the fucking time. And I was getting paid barely anything in the military. And I would show up to work every fucking day for barely any money and get my ass chewed all the fucking time. And he's getting paid millions of dollars. And yeah, he probably knows he's not going to be on the team anymore. But show up to fucking work. I don't understand this shit. I'm looking forward to hearing about the draft party. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I live out in Deltona. Like I said, I am a disabled veteran. I don't know if I can deal with all the crowd. I'll be honest. I might make it. I don't know. I'll hit you up about it. But I just wanted to do a little rant about Gerald McCoy not showing up to the offseason, the OTAs. I'll keep this short and sweet. Crushed it.
Oh, man. Tommy, first Bucks take. Love it. Thank you for what you've done for our country. I'm sorry that you are disabled, but you know, you've got a family over here in Tampa. I can promise you that. And if you ever do make it over, let us know. If you make it over for a Bucks game, let us know. You come tailgate with us. If you're able to make it to the draft party, don't you worry. Okay? Well, I'll make sure you let me know what your disability is. You let me know what you need, and I'll make sure you have it if you are making it. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. Let me know. Also on Twitter. I'm not really checking my Facebook Messenger these days. I might check the Twitter DM. I'm not really checking Instagram. So just dealing with some stuff personally. But just trying to clear my head. You know what I mean? Clear my head. Maybe one day I'll tell the story. I'm not ready to tell it yet. But Tommy, if you are coming to the draft party, if you make it to the draft party, if you find out you are going to make it to the draft party, just let me know what you need. And I'll make sure if we can accommodate, I'll let you know. I don't know, you know, if it's something like, oh, I need this, it's only $20,000. I don't have $20,000. But you know what I mean. I mean, if it's something that I can finagle, I will make sure I do everything I can to make that work for you. All right, Tommy? So thank you. If you aren't able to make it, but you make it over for a Bucks game, we'll get you down to tailgate with us as well. But anxious to meet you and really just shake your hand and thank you for what you've done for our country. Oh, man, we only have one more Bucks take? I thought we were adding two states, but I guess we added one state with two Bucks takes. Oh, that sucks.
Bucks mob, what it do, baby? Justin, what's up, big dog? It's been a long time since I sent one of these in. I mean, oof, it's been some months for sure. It's Kyle from Ohio checking in. Just wanted to clear some things up, make sure everybody knows that Ohio will be in the building, add another state to the list. Me and my baby drove down. We drove down from Dayton last year. We drove all the way, mostly me, of course. But this year we got our shit together a little bit and we went ahead and copped some plane tickets. Cause that shit was a drag. That was a mission last year. So we got the plane tickets. We got a room booked already. But I'm fucking excited. If any of y'all are really thinking about coming and aren't sure, definitely come. Last year, I had never been around so many Bucks fans in my life. And if I was, it was when I went to Tampa for a game. But that just wasn't the same. Telling you, it wasn't the same. It wasn't all these crazy motherfuckers like us. It was some fair weather fans, some people who don't have nothing to do with their money, so we'll go to the game even though we don't give a shit type of fans. Shit like that. So it's a crazy fucking atmosphere if you really give a fuck about the Bucks and you want to get hyped for your fucking team. Buffalo Wild Wings on Del Mabry is the place to fucking be. Shout out to the sponsors. I can't wait to get lit. Them beer deals is going to be off the chain. The food deal's already off the chain. Plus, you already know we going to start drinking some at the pool. Last year, I had a bottle. Some people didn't really feel like taking no shots with me. I mean, I understand, though. It's a long night. But it ain't going to be no dance party, Rozella, without a little bottle of Patron or something, bruh. Hey. Can't wait to see y'all, man. I love you guys. I can't wait to build the relationships with the guys I've met. And I can't wait to make relationships for the rest of y'all I haven't met yet, man. So we will see y'all in less than a month, man. Welcome to the fucking family.
Yeah, you got that right, Kyle. We'll see you. Ohio is on the list. 12 states. 12 states confirmed for the 2019 Bud Light Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Thanks, Kyle. Looking forward to seeing you very soon. Looking forward to seeing all of you. April 25th and 26th, Buffalo Wild Wings in South Tampa. It's right on Dale Mabry. Official hotel right down the street. The courtyard by Marriott, Tampa, West Shore Airport, next to the Brick House. So less than 10-minute ride. Can Uber on up to the draft party. I do urge all of you, if you can Uber. Parking is limited. If you do cross Dale Mabry, please be careful. Please be careful. We will have security on site, but I'm not sure we'll have somebody to help at the crosswalk. So please do be careful. Thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings for being our host and for sponsoring the podcast. Thank you for Bud Light stepping up and sponsoring the draft parties as well. Hey, Bud Light, might want to see if you want to do something with that poo party. You know what I'm saying? Poo party. Not a poo party, a pool party. Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer. Love that guy. So we got Buffalo Wild Wings. We got Bud Light. We got Mastro Subaru giving you all discounts on new and pre-owned vehicles. We got Christian Headlines Barbershop. And what's he doing? I believe it's SPM. Listen, if you're dealing with hair loss, would you get on social media, find Christian, it's Headlines Barber on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. Would you send him a message and just get a consultation? He's a cool dude. If you're losing your hair, this is mind-boggling how awesome this is working for guys. I think I've done it before, but I actually just had to edit the Bucks Uncensored podcast because I'm not sure if I'm supposed to tell or not tell the local celebrity that Christian is doing the treatment on that we're going to showcase at the draft party. I might have mentioned it on a previous podcast. Whatever. We're going to have it, and then Christian's giving away a free treatment at the draft party. Sammer's going to be there with a ton of merchandise from BucksMob.com, so make sure if you haven't gotten your shirts yet, he'll have them on site, so you can check those out, the hats, the cups, everything that they got, men's, women's, they got all kinds of stuff. Fuck, he got bathing suits for the pool party. If you want a Bucks Mob bathing suit, it's available at BucksMob.com, BucksMob.com. Thanks to Accuracy Painting, they came over, painted my whole house, looks fucking amazing. I love it. Give Abe a call today at 727-954-4936. That's 727-954-4936. And thank you to each and every one of you. And thank you to Joe Bucks fan. Man, I don't know. Listen, if you haven't subscribed, and I don't know why I don't mention this on every podcast. It used to be part of my repertoire, you know, kind of just go through the stuff at the end, but you know, this podcast is available iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean. Okay, it's all out there. All right, you can get all those. Usually, the podcast pops between 9 and 10 in the morning, somewhere there. If you want it like first come, first serve, if you might want it the night before, JoeBucksFan.com, the way to go. Okay, Joe Bucks, you all know Joe Bucks fan. Central Buccaneer Hub, getting the stories from everywhere else, but also creating their own stories as well. I love what they do. It's my go-to site for Buccaneer-related material. It should be yours as well. Thank you to JoeBucksFan.com. Such an honor to be a part of the JoeBucksFan.com podcast network with myself, with the Joes, with Ira, with Bobby Fenton, with Todd Wright. It's just been a magical ride. I want to say it's 3 years now that we've been doing this together. So always enjoy it. Always have a lot of fun with Lee and Steve from Joe Bucks Fan. And just really excited to see those guys, see Ira, see all of you. And, you know, it's a family reunion. We all come together. We usually try to come together multiple times throughout the year, but this is the big event of the year. This is when the entire family gets together. So for you family members that I haven't seen since last year, man, I cannot wait to shake your hands, to hug you, and just thank you. Thank you for coming to the reunion. And for those of you that haven't gotten the chance to experience the Bud Light Bucks Uncensored Draft Party with 5 for 15, 16-ounce aluminum bottles of Bud Light, Mick Ultra, with a $25 all-you-can-eat buffet, with portable bars underneath a massive tent and a huge HD screen blaring the draft, with the DJ spinning music leading up to the draft, and then we cut away to the coverage. Nobody does it like we do. It's the 2019 Bucks Uncensored, or the 2019 Bud Light Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. And again, if you have not come to one of these before, you are in for a treat. And when you show up, I'm going to shake your hand, I'm going to look you in the eye, and I'm going to say, welcome to the fucking family. Nailed it.
Say. Try it.
Laoshang. Louchang.
I think you nailed it.
Lu Chang. I'm done being surprised by this. Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know which was better.
my pronunciation or Jim going, I think you just nailed it.
Had a couple great moments today, haven't we?
I can't even see. I have tears in my eyes. Am I the only one laughing? I thought it was funny. Drake's laughing. I can hear him through the glass. He just doesn't have his mic on.
No way. Lao Shang? What, is he a Mortal Kombat character?
Oh, God. I feel like my heart's going to stop. Holy cow. But, Jim, you thought it was right.
Yeah, I thought you butchered it, but I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt with a nailed it.
All right. Sorry about that, Lu Chang.
Oh, my God.